want to dedicate the learning for a Rafua Shleima for my son David, who's having an operation right now on his arm. David ben Yom ben Rivka, Chana. Huh? Yeah. Again. Yeah. Okay. Iboy Elohu, from the bottom of Kufi Dalar on the base. Iboy Elohu. Yechzikohim Elchama Ba'olamahu. We didn't know that there was a war in the place where she claims her husband died. And she told us, she could have said, everything was fine, I came from a place where there was no war, and my husband died. And then we would say that we don't believe her, because maybe she is just assuming that he died because of the circumstances. But we didn't know that there was war. She was the one who let us know there was war in the place, and that her husband died. So now the shaila is, mahu, mi amrinu malu l'shaker, z'chartz amigu. Right, she could have said that it was Sholem Ba'olam, and we would have believed her. So believe me when I'm telling you that he died, and there was Muhammad, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said it was Sholem. Okay. The only problem with this is, Tosis speaks about, all the Rishonim here speak about it, L'chora, what's the Migu? It's like the case of what's it called, Bari Hashem or Bari Adif, right? Two people come to Beis Din. One says, for sure you owe me $100. The other one says, I'm not sure. So Bori wins. Okay. So they asked the Chora, why shouldn't the Shema win with the Miku? He could have said Bori. Believe me, right, when I'm telling you that I'm not sure, because I could have said Bori. What's the obvious answer? We do believe you. We believe you that you don't know. So the other guy knows for sure, and we believe you, even though there it's not so pashut, but I'm not going to go into why over there it's different. But if amigo is a beerer, right, it tells us you're telling the truth, we believe you're telling the truth. Same thing over here. We're not afraid she's lying. We're afraid that she's assuming that he was dead. So what are we saying? Believe me that I assumed that he was dead, because I could have said there was Shalom, and then you would have believed me. But one thing is of the other. We believe you. We believe you that you assumed that he was dead. Right? No reason over here. So many of the Rishonim learn it's not real, a real Migu over here. Right? It just means that since she already is very being medayik to tell us that it was a time of war, so Mistama, she's not assuming anything. Because if she wanted just to get her husband, to get her a heter to get married, right? Then she would have left out any bad, circumstances that would hinder her getting what she wants. Obviously, she's not trying to get what she wants. She's trying to tell us exactly what happened. So she's not assuming. She really means it. Okay, that's the easiest way of understanding it, I guess. Okay. Rashi, Hechzikahi Melchama Ba'olam, Shaloha Yinu Yodim Shesh Melchamos Ba'osa Medina, Selim Ipia. We didn't know there were wars in that place except from her. So she told us there's war, and she told us that he's dead. So do we believe her or not? Does she have this Migo or not? The E, boy, Amra Shalom Baldom. She could have come and said, I come from a place where there was peace, and my husband's dead. And we'd have believed her. So now that she tells us there was Muhammad, maybe we believe her with a Migo. Oh, Dilma, Kivan, Yechzika, Amra B'didomi. Or maybe not. Since Lamai, so now we know from her that it's talking in a war thing, and we assume when there's war that she, what's it called, only assumes, and she doesn't know for sure. And the Migu can't take away from the Chazaka that in a time of war she probably is not medayik, she probably is assuming. Rashi, di boy amr shalom ba'olam. Let's believe her that her husband's dead, even though it's Milchama, because she could have said it was Shalom, and we would have believed her. Umehemna, hashtanami mehemna, o Dilma, hochalekala memer, mali lashakir, the ihu gufa lo mechav nishkure. She's not intending to lie. We're not afraid she's lying. We're afraid that she honestly thinks she's dead, but she's only assuming it. Elakilan dischazik Milchama, omra bididami. Ushvura he shemes. She thinks he's dead. So she's telling us the truth. We believe you that you think he's dead, but we're not sure. The Ikashya, so Rashi says, L'chora, let's learn this halacha from the Mishnah itself. The Kipsha Levi Masnisen. Diktoni Shalom Ba'olam Nemenes. Shalom Ba'olam, if we know that there's peace in that province, then she's believed, right? The Havadai Nes Ba'ali B'Mulchama Ka'omra. L'chora, what's she saying? She's Vadai saying that my husband died in war, right? The E al mitaso my irishalom ba'olam. I feel a muhama ba'olam amram la'el ki amram mes al mitaso mehemna. Because if she's saying that he died in his bed of natural causes, even in a time of muhama, we believe her. We only don't believe her if she said he died in war circumstances. Because then we're afraid she didn't actually see it, she's just assuming it. Okay? So when there's shalom ba'olam, and she says that he died, but he died, what's it called, in war circumstances, right? Elamai, she's believed. L'chora, why? We think there's peace, and she's telling us that he died because of war. Elavari meis b'mulchama isrich lashminen. Hainu hichzikah him mulchama. So the Mishnah is obviously talking in a case where she tells us that there was a war situation that we didn't know about, because we thought that everything was peaceful in that country. So what's the answer? So the Chora, the Mishnah itself says clearly, in a case where we assume there's peace, but she tells us he died in war, that she's believed. So you see, you do say Malvin Shakir. Treats answer the following: Masnis and the Amra Mei Stama. The Mishnah is talking where she just says he died. She doesn't say. She didn't elaborate how he died. The Ashmoina Masnisin, the Hoyal Vishalom Ba'olam, Afagab the Lo Omra Mitaso Behedya, Mistana Mesal Mitaso Kamra. That we assume when she said he died, right, that she meant that he died of natural causes. Because we don't know of any war in the world. So she's not telling us there was a war. She's just saying he died. And for some reason we can't cross examine her. We can't ask her any more, whatever the reason is, we can't ask her any more information. When she comes and says he's dead and doesn't elaborate in a time of war, mistama she meant he died in the war. Unless she tells us specifically that he died of natural causes. And Rava's question is where we know we assume that it's peaceful times, and she comes and says, no, he died in milchama circumstances. But the Mishnah is not talking about that. The Mishnah is talking where we assume there's peace, and she just said he died. So we assume he died of natural causes. But if she would say that he died in war circumstances, that's Rav HaShav. Okay, Toshma. So we have the Shaila. This is the Shaila, right? Do we say Mal Shaker? We don't know there's war, but she tells us there's war, and she tells us he died in war circumstances. Do we believe her with Amigo, or since Lamaisa, we're afraid that maybe she's assuming, we're afraid even in this case. Toshma. Ishinu Aleinu Bayis. Ishinu Aleinu Ma'ara. Right? It says they burnt, they set our house on fire. To burn the people inside. They set the cave we were hiding in from Goyim. And they set it on fire to smoke us out and to kill who was ever there. Who meis v'ani tzalti? She says, my husband didn't make it out. He got burnt to death in the house or in the cave. And I managed to escape. Einu nemenes. So she's not believed. Okay, she's not believed to say that her husband died, since it was war kind of situation. We're afraid that she, is just assuming. Now, we didn't know that the guy didn't die of natural causes. She could have come and just said he died. She didn't have to tell us his whole story of how he died and that there was they set the place on fire. She could have just come and say that he died of natural causes on his bed. Now, he died of a heart attack. She didn't have to tell us. We didn't know this story about the fire. So she's telling us that there was a fire. Goyim set fire to the house. And she's telling us that he died. So you see, you don't believe her, right? You don't say, Malu Shakir. Rashi says, no, Shani Hosom, the Omer Laki, Heichid, the Lididach is Rachash Nisa, Lididay, Nomi is Rachash Nisa. No, just like she's telling us that she escaped, maybe he escaped through a different door. She assumed that he died in the house, but she got out, so you see that there were survivors, maybe he survived too. So therefore, what's it called? We don't believe her, not because we don't believe her, but we don't believe her because you see the people survived the thing, that there were survivors, so maybe he's a survivor too. Rashi, Ishinu Aleinu Bayis, Hitzisu Be'esh Nismali Osher. They set the house on fire and it filled up with smoke. Va'ani Barachti, and I ran away, Vahunisha Shom V'meish, he remained in the house and died. Either he was burned to death or he died of smoke inhalation. Einan Emenes, V'hacha Dechzika Hi Mulchama Zu, she's the one who told us the information we wouldn't have known without her. We wouldn't have known that there was a fire. She could have just said that he died naturally.
When
the house filled up with smoke, I ran away. She didn't stay. She's telling us she didn't stay there to see him dead. She ran away when the house filled up with smoke. The imishum oshon, right? And if you can tell me, well, he was there and he probably died of smoke inhalation. So just like you escaped, maybe he escaped too. By milchama, though, we could say that if she didn't see him dead, she wouldn't have said it. So she's not assuming she actually saw it. Because if she wanted to lie, she would have suppressed some of the facts. If her whole intention was to get her heter, then she would have suppressed some of the facts. The fact she didn't suppress the facts is that she's medayik and she really is telling us what she knows. Okay, weiter. Toshma, another right. Noflu aleinu ovdei kochavim, noflu aleinu listin, v'hu meis v'nitzalti, ne'menes. A case where she said we were pounced on by goyim or by robbers, and he was killed and I was saved. She's believed. Okay? So she's believed because we say that she probably, saw. So here in the Chorim we're saying maybe she's believed because of a Mikol. We didn't know that there were robbers or goyim that pounced on them. It's obviously in a time when it was a peaceful time, except here was an unusual thing that goyim pounced on them, robbers pounced on them. So she's believed. Why? Because she didn't have to tell us that the robbers pounced on him. So we believe her. Okay? Mora says no. Hosom kidravidi. Over there there's no reason to assume that she's only assuming it. Why? Because like Avidi, Dom Ravidi, Isha Klezaino Aleho. There's no reason for her to run away. When it comes to Goyim and Rob, when it comes to a war and they're shooting missiles, so, you know, you can't, except for Jewish army, you can't really distinguish between innocent people and non-innocent people, right? So you have to kill a lot of innocent people, too, to get rid of the murderers, to get rid of your enemy, okay? Only the Israeli army is supposed to be able to weed out the terrorists from the non-terrorists, if there are such a thing. In any case, but normally, what's it called? So the woman is not going to be protected more than the man. Everybody, free for all. So therefore, she probably was running, and she heard the explosion, and she assumed that her husband got it, and she didn't see. But over here, there's no reason why she should run away when they're pounced on by goyim or by robbers. Because a woman can stay there, and she'll be protected. She can offer herself to have relations with the goyim or the listed. So they're not going to bother with her. They don't harm women. They would rather use women, but not harm them. So therefore, there's no reason why she should have run away, and she obviously saw her husband was killed. Rashi. Noflu aleinu ovdei kochavim. The hacha hi hechzika. She's the one who's providing this information that they were pounced on by goyim. We didn't know that. It's only through her, and you see, she's believed. uktani nememes al mamrinam al shakim. Hashem kadavidi baravin kolomar hacha kiven de milchama ktanahi. It's not a real war. This is just, you know, they were pounced on by a band of marauders or whatever. The e havi bahedya lo amra b'didami. They were not for v'chazei demis. She waited around to make sure that he died. She saw him die. She's not saying that she assumes. The e shalo mistafina melistim. A woman's not afraid of listim or of a small band of goyim that fall on them. To ravid miseches avodah zarah perikim amidim. Right, that a woman has her protection, that she can offer herself up to znus, and then they won't harm her. Ahu gavra de bishilhai hilula isli nura be ganani. Okay, there was a guy that at the end of his chuppah, the house where they were celebrating their marriage, the sheva brachos or whatever, the be hilula caught fire. Okay. Amrelohu devisu chazu gavroi chazu vagavroi. Look, my husband's burning, right? What's it called? She was like in a panic. My husband's on fire. Asu chazu gavroi charuch. They came. They found a burnt man, the shadi, upista the yada the shadya, and they found near him a burnt hand. You know, they found a burnt body and a burnt hand. And when you see a burnt body, there's no way of identifying who it is. It was burnt beyond recognition. I remember when that woman was burnt in the car there years ago, Estrin. There was a pigua here in Matatio and the road, bam. So the car caught fire. Everybody got out, but this woman was a heavy woman, and she couldn't get out of the car. They couldn't get her out. She was burnt. I remember when they took away what her body, I didn't recognize it was a human being. It was just a charred mess, but the people who knew that was a body, but there's no way you could have told who it was, what it was, or whatever. Almost like a piece of wood that was burnt. So there's no way of knowing. So they saw a burnt arm and a burnt body, and they didn't know who it was. Sovra b'chia barovin l'meimer hainu ishinu aleinu bayis ishinu aleinu ma'ara. Same case where they say that what's it called, that they burnt the house and she's not believed. Okay, Amar Rava mi domi. It's no comparison. Hashem lo kaamru chazu gavroi chazu gavroi. Over there, she didn't say, "Look, my husband's burning." She saw the guy burning, so she's telling us she saw him burning, and then we found a charred body and an arm. So Mistam was her husband, right? The old gavra charucha deshadi upista diyada deshadia. We found charred remains. We can assume that Mislama, she saw her husband on fire. That's him. Rabchia Barovin said that we don't believe her, and it's the same case of where she says that they lit the house on fire, and I got away, and he died, and we don't believe her, right? Mara says Gavra Charucha Deshadya Ema Inishachrina Also Latsulei Vachil Teinora. Maybe somebody else came to save him. He got away, and the guy who came to save him was burnt. It's another person. Not him. Upista the yoda the shadya nura isalya the isid be muma umach meskisufa azuva arakli alma. And the hand is the hand of another guy who came to save him. Right? Not this guy. Another guy who came to save him. And something happened to the husband. And that's why he ran away, because otherwise the guy's not going to leave his new bride, right? Something happened to him, and he's embarrassed to come because he got some kind of mum because of the fire. Now other Rishonim, we'll see Rashi learns like I'm just telling you. Other Rishonim learn that we're afraid that the husband hand is the hand. He lost his hand, and that's why he's embarrassed to come, because he's handless, armless. That's why he's afraid to come back. He's a newly married chosen. He's ashamed to come back without a hand. Rashi learned, though, that if the guy's hand burnt off, he's not alive. You can't survive having your arm burnt off. Now, if you found a charred arm, the guy's that guy's dead. Rashi. Chazu gavroi, shaishoch lasso. Look, my husband's burning.
Hainu ishinu the Amron ki heichid lidoch ishlachish nisa. So in the beginning we felt that maybe it's the same case of the fire, and just like you escaped, he escaped too. Pista the yode miish acher habolatzilo, and they found the arm is from another person who came to save them. So two people got killed here, neither of them the husband. Vishyoid muma bebaila, and the husband had some kind of mum because of the fire, and that's why he didn't come back, right? He didn't have to really say that the husband had some kind of mum. Stam, he disappeared. But if it wouldn't be that he had some kind of mum, well, why in the world would he disappear in the middle of his chasana, middle of his, you know, sheva brachas? So therefore, what's it called? But other Rishonim, like I said, learn that we're afraid that maybe the arm belongs to the husband, and the body is the guy who came to save him and didn't make it, and the husband made it, then why didn't he come back? Because he's armless and he's ashamed to come back.
Okay. Sure. Didn't we say earlier on that woman is very, you know, nervous.
You know,
she's not
going to
want to get married.
Yeah, and Hanami, but if she's convinced, right, because of circumstances, that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid that she'll be so convinced that the circumstances are so clear that it's as if I saw him dead. She'll fool herself into it. It's not she's doing it on purpose. She's afraid, but it's the circumstances are like clear. That's the problem.